that the PND also pay the NES $5,410 balance due.
Okay. And that's all your motion had on it?
That's the amendment to the amendment to the motion.
Okay. Can you call a roll on the amendment?
I'm sorry. Can we set...
Michael?
The point of order. I think, is there a way to separate the two?
Yes.
The question of paying the NES and the question of where the money's coming from?
Yes, we can divide
Janet.
It.
Point of order.
I thought time was up.
Where the money is coming from is not, well, I'm not sure what that's about, but that's not part of this amendment. This amendment to the amendment is just saying we pay the NES the money due.
Okay, so this amendment, I guess my this amendment could be passed and the other amendment defeated.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we, other one could be defeated.
Well, Bill, request for information.
Yes, Bill.
So this amendment is an amendment to the original motion, not to Adriana's amendment.
Is an amendment to Adriana's amendment. It's an amendment to Adriana's amendment, which is that's why I think Michael is asking to divide it. But if we amend this,
My point. I want to.
Well, I'll second Michael's motion to divide.
So we need to do a division because you, hey, Jan.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Sir, we have a motion and two amendments on the floor, and no more time. The only option that we have is vote on, or we are changing our rules again?
No, it is appropriate for a member to, we're going to a vote, and it's appropriate for a member to request a division. That's very appropriate. So that
a division? No, it means a division. How could that be a division or what?
They're asking how we're going to vote on the amendment. He wants to separate it, and that's within the prerogative of a member to request that.
We are voting in an amendment, isn't it?
We can't.
It's the prerogative of the PNB members to separate it if they want to do it. We can take a vote. He's
please.
Asking to separate the aspect of approval.
Not when time is up.
Please, everybody stop talking. As I understand what Michael wants, he wants a separate vote on one to just pay the NES. And he doesn't want to vote that to be a tax of where the money is coming from, as I understand what he's requesting. So he wants two separate votes. Okay. We'll first go to a vote on just the motion, the amendment itself, which is to pay the NES.
But
hey, Madam Secretary, can you...
May I just clarify? I think that if this... amendment passes, and then there's the vote on the amendment, including this amendment, that one would be divided. Not this one, but anyway. All right, I'm going to call the roll.
That's probably what Janet said is probably much more appropriate. We have voted to first approve that we're going to vote on it, then we'll have to divide it when we get to Adriana's amendment. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Eric, can you call
Aaron?
Him?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune.
Oh.
No. Brown? Did Jim Brown, is he on the call at all,
I'm here.
Michael?
I'm here.
Oh.
We voted.
How do you
on
vote?
On the amendment?
The amendment to the amendment to pay the NES.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert. Fuentes.
Not neither one on the call. Tiekert.
Okay.
Moving.
Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
Hopkins and Pinchback voting yes. I think Patel Adams voted yes also.
Patel Adams, how did you, I didn't hear her. Patel Adams?
I voted yes.
Yes, thank you. Pinchback, yes. Roberts? Can't hear you. Storden?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
No.
No.
Roberts says yes.
Hey, let me. Who is that?
Roberts says yes.
Roberts votes yes. Thank you. I'm counting. I have 13 yes, 2 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this amendment to the amendment passes.
Okay, now we'll go to a division. There's been a request, and we'll go vote on Adriana's original amendment, but divided. We'll first vote on her original amendment. Could you summarize that, Madam Secretary, and then we'll vote on your aspect.
What?
Madam Secretary?
So Adriana's amendment is to take $15,000 from the KPFA account as part of their central service payment they owed.
Okay, we'll take a first vote on that, and then the second part we'll vote on whether or not we're just going to just vote on the approval of the NES, but not where it comes from.
I'm sorry, point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
It means that I don't understand what you are saying, because we already approved the first part, the First Amendment, or the Second Amendment. We are going to the First Amendment, and the First Amendment doesn't say that will come anything from anywhere else.
No,
I don't understand what they did. No, Mr. Chair, I'm trying to clarify the point. You explained to me.
You asked the question, I'm clarifying. That's what I'm trying to do, Adriana.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to clarify it. Your original motion is to pay for the election out of KPFA. And the fact that it's amended, we want to also pay the NES, there's a strong implication that we pay the NES out of KPFA also. So we want a clarification on that, so a request has been made to divide it. So we referred on your motion, your amendment, aspect first, and then we vote on the second whether or not we want the NES to be paid out of KPFA. That's why we're dividing.
I'm still not understanding, because it's not dividing. It's making a new amendment for something that cannot be amended, because it's a time limit under limit an amendment.
No, it's not an amendment. You're just dividing it. We're dividing.
No, you don't.
Adriana, we've already agreed to do that when we dispose of Janet's amendment.
Sir, I don't know what you want to divide, because we are voting in an amendment by itself. It's a sentence.
No, Janet, we're trying to make it clear that the PNB members can vote on two different options. That's why we're dividing it. They can vote on yours to pay for the election out of KPFA, and then the second vote will be just simply to pay the NES from whatever resources, not necessarily out of KPFA. That's why we're dividing it.
And then it's not an amendment.
No, it's not. We dispose of Janet's original amendment.
What's a different amendment then?
Okay, Adriana, that's what I've explained. That's how we're going to do it. Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the original Adriana amendment?
Yes, Aaron?
Yes.
Yes, Alexander?
I'm sorry, point of information, I got a little confused because of that last discussion. This amendment, this is about the $5,400, or is this just to say that it all comes from KPFA?
Janet, you want to respond to that?
This is only about the $15,000 from which was part of the initial motion, or that was the amount of the initial motion, From taking account. Yes.
Okay, so a yes vote means that this should specifically come from KPFA?
Yes, and actually, Chair, shouldn't I also read the original motion, because this is an amendment to that motion?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, the original motion was that the PNB approve a second payment to True Ballot, Inc. for $15,000.
Okay.
Janet, are you on the line?
Janet?
Uh-oh. Okay, Michael, could you call the secretary back? It appears as if she dropped off the line.
But I think, okay, I guess we should wait for her.
Janet?
Request for information on this, Bill.
Yes, what's your question?
So if the amendment's voted down, the amendment to pay it from KPFA, are we still going to vote on the original motion, which is to authorize the payment of $15,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, it's Janet. I'm back. I don't know.
Okay, Janet, you were reading the original motion with the amendment.
Right. So the original motion I had already read, should I read it again?
Yes, we didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. The PNB approve a second payment to True Ballot, Inc. for $15,000 by September 15, 2016 for partial printing and processing costs. And Adriana's amendment is to take the $15,000 from the KPFA account as part of their central service payment they owe. So this is a vote on just that part, the amendment.
Okay, everybody understand what we're doing? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on that aspect of it?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman. Goodman? Can't hear.
Pass.
All right. Pass. Coburn votes yes.
It takes a lot longer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
Sorry. Could people mute if they're not talking? Please, I'm calling the roll. Novick.
No.
No. Longaza is not. Is Longaza on the call?
No.
Okay. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts. Can't hear you. Sorden.
No.
No. Chibanda.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Goodman, you passed?
I think no.
No. One moment. Roberts, didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. I am counting. I have 7 yes, 8 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
So this fails.
Can we now go to the vote on the second aspect of it, just simply to pay the NES? Can you repeat that part, that division?
Okay.
Point of information, that amendment already passed. Are we voting again?
No, we just voted to divide, to vote on it as part of the original motion.
What? Okay, so what we're voting on now is to pay the NES $5,410 balance due.
That's right. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave? Kesnave, how do you vote? Sorry, Adriana, I can't hear you. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes. Just a quick
question. Yes.
Michael, Jose Luis is requesting that you call him, as I understand it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Proceed with the vote.
All right. I have Patel Adams voting yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
This is on paying the NES?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks.
Yes, Sorden.
Yes.
Yes, Shibanda.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes, Kesnave, how do you vote?
A shame.
Jose Luis Fuentes reporting in.
Right. Well, I'm having you, marking you as present and non-voting, Adriana. Okay, let me count.
I think.
I'm sorry, Jose Luis Fuentes. How do you vote?
Can you read the motion we're voting on, or summarize it for me?
It's a part of the. Motion that was taken off the table having to do with paying $15,000 to the vendor for certain costs, and then this amendment is to add to pay the NES $5,410 balance due. So it's just the NES part that we're voting on right now.
Yes.
Yes. All right, I'm counting. I have 15 yes, 0 no, 0 abstentions, 1 present not voting. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
This is Lydia with a point of information.
Yes, Lydia.
What was the bottom line? What was passed? We're paying the national election supervisor, and we're not, and we are aware.
We haven't
paying.
Finished. We haven't finished.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you voted on this twice, I see. Okay.
So what's left, Janet?
What's left is voting on the main motion as amended.
And what's the main motion now that we...
Okay, one moment. All right. The main motion is that the PNB approve a second payment to True Ballot, Inc. for $15,000 by September 15th, 2016 for partial printing and processing costs as and then amended by or as amended and also pay the NES $5,410 balance due.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll? Everybody understand what the motion is that's pending now.
Point of order. A point of information, I'm sorry.
What's your question, Adriana?
My question is, if we pass this motion, stay there and we don't have the money and then the sue that some directors are doing go on?
I don't understand your question. What's your question?
Yes. We are authorizing a payment that nobody has the money to pay. Are we?
The board is would it would just amount to the board.
That's a practical question, Mr. Chair.
I'm just responding. It just authorized the payment of those bills. That's what it authorized.
From where?
Well, that's what the motion does when we vote on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Maybe there's no objections.
Yeah, I think there might be no objections, but yes.
Chair?
To this motion? Authorizing these payments? Okay.
I object. Nancy Jordan, point of information.
Nancy, what's your question?
I'm sorry. I'm confused. Apologize. So I thought we were voting to pay the NES separate from paying the true balance.
No, we've just defeated the other amendment. The only thing this motion was authorized is the payment of true balance and the NES. That's all it does. Authorize the payment for these individuals. Okay.
May I just clarify also? So the total is... $20,410. It's $15,000 for True Ballot and $5,410 for the NES. I don't know if that helps.
Okay. All right, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
I win.
Sorry?
It authorizes payment. Does it direct payment by a certain time? Sorry.
And it was there a time period in that motion?
There was a time to pay True Ballot by September 15th. The balance due, there was no time, but I assume it was is due. So
past
it needs to be
past
paid.
Due.
Past due.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the motion?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown?
Yes.
Yes, Casnave. Casnave? Can't hear you. Crozier?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Crozier votes yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Didn't hear you. Patel Adams.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Patel Adams votes yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts. Roberts? Can't hear you. Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. Shibanda.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Castaneda, didn't hear it. Sorry?
Secretary Jim Brown here. I changed my vote to abstain.
Brown abstains. Castaneda, how do you vote? I didn't hear you.
Abstain again.
Abstain. Is that how you voted the other one? I couldn't understand.
Abstain.
Okay. Abstain. Roberts didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. Okay, I'm counting.
Just hold on, hold on. Pinch back. I'd like to alter my vote. I'm going to vote no.
Pinch back votes no. Okay, I'm counting again or trying. I have 9 yes, 1 no, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. That's 10 yes, 1 no, 5 abstentions. This passes.
Mr. Chair, it's Bill.
Yes, Bill.
We're time for the meeting. I move that we extend this meeting, the open session, for 30 minutes more.
And a recommendation to extend for 30 minutes. Is there a second?
Can I?
Is there a second?
I second.
I'd like to ask, can I ask the motivator question through the chair, please?
It's really, the extension is really not debatable, but if you want to, do you have a point of information? What's your point of information, Mark?
Well, I'm curious to know what the point of the extension is.
Well,
may
we
answer? Well, the
point
we
of
didn't
order.
Get
this
to
is
the
Janet.
Report.
What's your point of order, Janet?
There's no, this is argument.
We weren't arguing. She asked a point of information, and that was appropriate. And, but to answer your question, Margie, we still have to deal with the special meeting request, and we have to deal with the CFO report.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. It's been recommended that we extend to 30 minutes. Is there any objection to that?
Adriana?
You object?
I want to make an amendment. May I? Is it allowed?
What's your amendment?
The 20 minutes.
The 20 minutes. Is there a second?
Yes, Janet.
Is there any objection to extending for 20 minutes?
Yes, we need, well, never mind, no. let's just do it.
No objection to extending for 20 minutes. We're now extending for 20 minutes. The next item is the motion that Janet put on the agenda in terms of calling a special meeting. Janet, want to deal with that and motivate it? We have 5 minutes on this item, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Mr. Timekeeper, 5 minutes on this item. Yes, Janet.
Okay.
Well, as I had said earlier, that we have so many issues to deal with when it comes to WBAI. It's a very serious situation, and we've dealt with it kind of piecemeal, and there are different ideas. There are rumors that if some people want to, or even that the PNB wants to sell the station. I mean, that's a rumor. And that others want to sell the station, or some on the PNB, and that must be dispelled. But there are other ideas, and we have to look at all of them, and maybe there are going to be some additional ones, and really come up with how to deal with this in a dedicated, focused discussion.
Okay. Is there any?
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Yes, Jan Goodman.
I would like to, I support the motion, but I'd like to move to amend to request the various people who were elected by at two different meetings of the WBAI LSBs to be guests at that meeting, since I think it's very important that we get input from the people most affected, who have probably been thinking about these and issues relating to how they're going to survive. So I would like to amend it to add them, and if I knew all their names, I would put that in the amendment, and maybe somebody else does. But I'm speaking of, there would be, I guess.
Get a clarification. You're asking them to be guests, correct?
Guests at the meeting to be, to have a voice and vote at the meeting.
Well, I'm going to have to rule that out of order.
Okay, how about voice, if no vote?
So, if you want them to be guests, we can, that's an order, but we can't.
I would like them to be guests and have voice at the meeting.
Yes.
Point of order, Mr. Chair,
yes.
That's why we need to write the motions and send the motion in writing, because if not, it's a back and forth and changing what you accept and what you not.
Okay.
Send a motion in writing.
Okay, I'll send the motion in writing, but I want to put that as an amendment, and I'll go and write it out.
You submit that in writing, and her motion is to invite those individuals who were as guests. Is there a second?
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes, second. What's your point?
Now, I just want to be on the stack to talk about this.
Okay, we'll put you on the stack.
This is Grace. I second the motion.
It's been seconded.
Adriana for the stack.
Okay,
Bill for the
stack.
We got Jose and then Adriana.
For the stack. Can I be heard?
Jonathan to the stack.
Okay, back to the stack.
We got too many people. Everybody, I had Jose Luis. And who is after Jose Luis?
Bill.
No, what's Adriana? You mentioned it. You forgot.
Okay, we got Jose Luis.
I spoke immediately after Adriana.
And I heard Serene, then Bill. And who else?
Leslie.
Pinchback.
Pinchback.
Okay. Okay.
Alexander.
Alexander.
Bethune.
And Bethune. Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, in which place I am?
Okay, I'll put you after them. I'm just going by what I hear.
I'm sorry, sir, but you recognized me second. Adriana spoke just before I did, Tony, and you did acknowledge
you said
her.
Jose Luis,
Michael would like
Adriana.
Me on the staff as well. I have an amendment.
Okay, Adriana second.
And I have a point of personal privilege, please.
And I got Mike.
Lydia's phone is about to die. She's trying to say something.
I'm trying to ask Lydia, what's your point of personal privilege?
I'm home now. Michael, can you call me at my home number? Thank you.
Okay.
And Janet, a quick point of order, real quick.
What's your point of order?
Who seconded the main motion?
I thought it was Grace.
Thank you.
Okay. We got Jose Luis, Adriana, Serene, Bill, Pinchback, Alexander, Batone, and Mike. Okay. Jose Luis.
And we're out of the 5-minute extension.
Not 5. 20.
I thought we had 20 minutes.
Well, it was 5 minutes for this particular item.
Oh.
Well, I'm not sure. Not the extension, the 5 minutes for this item, if it was 5 minutes.
Adriana?
We started at 7 minutes after the hour.
I move to add 10 more minutes to this item.
Second.
Okay, we have 10. Well, we got this is a little confusing because we only had 20 minutes for the whole time for the meeting, and he's asking, where are we now, timekeeper? So we got a.
We're 6 minutes into the 20-minute extension. And we've already gone over 5 minutes for this particular agenda item.
Okay. And we're adding 10 minutes to this agenda item. Okay, is there any objection to adding 10 minutes? Without objection. Okay. Jose Luis.
Okay, so I haven't seen the motion from Janet, but I'd like to substitute the motion and the amendment to the motion with the following motion, which I'll place down, which is that having the IED and the CFO report back to the PMB with a LMA or a...
Jose Luis, that's kind of not germane. What's on the floor is the...
I understand. Let me finish it.
Yeah.
To come back with an LMA before any special meeting to address WBAI.
Well, that's more of a substitute motion. I can take that up, but what's on the table
I
now?
Did. I said it's a substitute motion.
Okay.
It's an amendment, a substitute motion.
Okay, is there a second to this substitute motion?
Janet, point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
So this is a substitute motion in place of having a special meeting?
For WBAI. Yes, because I want an LMA. I want something before a special meeting.
Okay, could we not have back and forth? You asked your question, Janet. You asked the question.
May I finish my question?
Let Janet ask the question.
All right, so... this is to Jose Luis, and it's you're asking for the IED and CFO to report back before the special meeting. What special meeting? We're talking about.
Before the special meeting, your motion addresses.
Right, but this is a substitute, so it would take over my motion.
Janet, you can't.
Anyway, all right.
Back and forth. Okay,
Point of information.
What's your point of information? I had a question. Janet, what's your point? Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, we see back and forth, and we don't have that motion or Jose Luis' motion. We keep going back and forth and changing motion and discussing what we don't have in front of us.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to resolve. But presently we have, and then I had some point of info questions. Serene, you had a question?
Yes, I'm sorry. I wanted to hear, I'm not sure I understood Jose Luis's motion. I was wondering if someone could read it to me. I'm not online.
Jose Luis, could you submit that in writing?
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
And could you sum up what your substitute motion is again so everybody understands?
The sum is, before we waste any time on WBAI, let's have the CFO and the IED present to us a LMA that we can discuss. An option.
Bill for the stack.
Grace, I have a point of information.
And Jonathan.
Tony.
First, can we get this motion something on? I didn't get a second. And we got to get that on the floor, and then I'll go forward. Was there a second to this?
Tony, I have a point of information. Can I please ask a question?
Hello?
Who is that?
Grace.
Yes, what's your question?
I'm sorry, what?
My question is for Jose Luis. Jose Luis, are you asking for LMA proposals or a plan for LMAs? What exactly are you asking for?
Specific
LMAs or just...
Proposals.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Okay, could everybody stop? I think I have a point of information from Lydia, and then we got a nail. We haven't even heard a second on this substitute motion yet, so we may even... Okay, Lydia, what's your question?
Oh, no, I didn't say a point of information. I said I wanted to clarify. I think Jose Luis may have not seen what I sent out last week, which was the list of the four proposals, which I can send tomorrow. I fully intended to do that anyway, but there are four, just because he referred to one, and there were four proposals that would need to be revisited and so forth, and there's another motion that Michael sent out that addresses the same issue, but specifically addresses taking the LMA issue off the table from 2014. Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Hey, Your Honor, before I get to that, I already heard your point of order, but was there a second to his substitute motion so we can get this properly before the body? If there's no second, then we can't go forward with it. Was there a second to Jose Luis' substitute motion? I'm going to ask for the last time. Is there a second to substitute motion? Everybody mute their phone. Okay, I'm afraid we don't have a second. So we're going to have to go to the next person. I'm sorry, Jose Luis, we didn't get a second on that. So we have to go to the next person on the stack, which is Adriana.
Mr. Chair, I start with a point of order. How can we discuss a motion that we don't have in writing?
Okay, Adriana, I got that, but that's a moot point now. He doesn't have a second on it. We
I'm
need to get
talking about
every...
Jan motion.
Jan, whose motion?
Jan Goodman. The one that we are discussing.
Okay, Jane Goodman.
This is great. This is great. I seconded Jan's motion a long time ago.
You have
some... Where is it?
Could everybody stop talking, please? Because we're not going to get anywhere. Okay, Jan, could you submit that in writing? That's a
important. I just sent, so everyone should receive it.
Okay, Adriana, you're on the stack. Adriana, you're on the stack.
Yes, sir. I want to be in the stack, but I still not having the motion in front of me. How can we discuss something that we don't know?
Okay, Adriana, do you want to speak now? She's just simply saying she wants those individuals to be guests.
I just see the motion in front of me.
Are you ready to speak to this, or we can go on and we can come back to you?
No, I can't speak to this.
This is Janet. I received the motion, the amendment. I can read it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. This is from Jan Goodman. The motion to amend the main motion to add all of the WBAI members who were elected to the PNB by WBAI delegates, parentheses, including at both meetings, which elected WBAI board members to the PNB, end parent. Said LSB members to be invited to participate in the meeting with voice but no vote.
Okay.
Adrian. Point of information?
Yes.
Before we see, this is Michael Novick with the point of information.
Michael.
Did people receive my substitute for that motion, that amendment?
I didn't.
No.
I don't remember. Okay, that.
Again.
It was received. I can read it, but, I mean, it hasn't come to the floor yet, though.
It hasn't come to the floor. So when we get to that.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure you receive it.
Sorry. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order?
So, Jim.
Okay.
Sorry. Serene, what's your point of order?
Okay, thanks. So the motion had several problems. One is there were, in fact, not two elections for directors. When the people who have been showing up for meetings this year showed up, when we had our meetings, all the ones that were...
you can't use this opportunity to debate. You can either tell me what your point of order is and I can rule on it.
Well, factually, she is incorrect. There were not two elections for directors.
Okay.
There were, in fact...
Serene, you're next on the stack after Adriana. You can bring that up when you come on the stack.
No.
But what's your point of order, though? I mean, that's not a point of order to be factually incorrect.
Mr. Chair,
this national board held that whatever it is those folks did on January 26th, using someone who was not properly on the board, because she was a runner-up from the new election, not from the old election, as the bylaws require. This national board held that wasn't an election. So
but I understand, but Serene,
so
in terms of your point of order, which she, as I understand,
that is
the
a
motion.
Point of, well, you know, you don't know if it's a point of order because you won't stop interrupting me.
Serene, you're going into debate. Could you tell me what your point of order is?
My point of order is she is alleging in that motion things that are not true.
Okay, Serena, I'm saying that's not a point of order. You're next on the stack after Adriana, you can correct it. But as I understand her motion, she's just requesting them to be guests and participate
in
meetings.
You're not, okay.
That's what I understand her motion is. And you're saying that she's factually incorrect in some of the things she cited in that motion, is that correct?
Oh, my God.
Jan Goodman
yes.
on the
so staff. How on earth can it be appropriate for us to vote on a motion that makes false statements about the actions
well,
of Serene,
the board? Well, Serene, you can correct
Mr.
that.
Mr. Chair.
So that's not a point of order. You can correct it when you get on the stack. Okay, we'll go
I'm
to the next person. Back to Adriana.
Lying is
excuse
not a point
we're out of time. We're out of time in the extension.
Mr. Chair.
Call the question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but I was on the floor when everybody started interrupting me. You already calling me. Should I
be? They thought I had to do with points of order. They called points of order.
I am.
You're saying we're out of time. We've got to do extensions, or we're going to have to go to a vote.
We're past time on this extension.
So, is there an motion to extend, or we go to the vote? No motion to extend, so we go to the vote.
Move to extend by 5 minutes. We simply cannot vote on things that are not true.
Okay, you're voting to extend this particular item again, or the meeting?
The meeting is not over. We have. I'm voting for 5 minutes on this item.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to 5 minutes?
Yes, we've been going on way too long.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the extension of 5 minutes?
Aaron. No. No. Alexander.
No extension.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Fuentes.
No.
No. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn passes. Coburn abstains. Novick.
Pass.
Pass. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton. Thornton? Can't hear you. Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
We're voting on a time extension, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see, Novick, you passed?
I vote yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 9 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me, this is Jan Goodman. I didn't hear my name called.
You voted, I had you as voting no.
Okay. Maybe I didn't. Okay, thank you.
So this does pass.
Okay, we're extended by 5 minutes, and I had Adriana, you had the floor.
And Chair Jan Goodman, point of order.
What's your point of order, Jan?
I just sent a clarification or a motion to amend the amendment, however it wants to be interpreted, with regard to a motion.
Chair, that is not the point of order.
Excuse me. To
let her finish, Adriana. We can determine that.
Sir, you let her explain what she's doing, and it's not the point of order.
Adriana, could you let me chair the meeting? I'm trying to find out what a point
yes,
of order
please,
is. Let her finish.
Sir. Yes, please do.
I listen to you. I listen to everybody. Let her finish. Okay. Janet. James,
the issue.
Have you finished? Okay.
Yes.
All right. That wasn't a point of order, but Adriana, you're next on the stat.
Yes, sir. Well, the Jan Goodman motion that is on the floor, the amendment to the original motion, is full of inexactitudes because they are nothing that she's saying there. The motion, we cannot vote in a motion that is factually incorrect. And, you know, it's being said here that PNB elected members, we know that the PNB worked more than once during a lot of months when we are trying to make the WDAI LSE to meet and to make that decision, and they didn't. I believe that this motion is totally out of order because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, we are allowing people that are saying in that motion things that are not right. They can write to us, all the LSE members can do it, but today almost we are voting in a new election and these people are not able to give even quorum to each other
to talk. No, this is totally factually incorrect. Vote please again.
Bill can stack.
We already got you, Bill. We had Serene next.
Mr. Chair, am I on the stack? This is Jonathan.
Yeah, I have Serene, Bill, Pinchback, Alexander, Bethune, and Michael.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
How much time is left on the 5-minute extension?
Less now.
2 minutes.
Keeper, where are we? Mr. Timekeeper.
You have 2 minutes. 3 minutes, excuse me. 3.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, I certainly think that WBAI needs full representation, which is why we have been begging the other half of the board to show up for 8 months. So now, and there are a number of people walking around the country claiming that they're directors, including someone who has been off the board for 8 months because they didn't run for re-election, but he's still busy signing his email director, or if it's an honorary title, he can use it any time. So I do not think that people who have insisted as recently as last week when they were on the air that they're not coming to another board meeting ever until they win their lawsuit. Why, if they can't come locally to take care of their business at home, why are they going to be privileged to show up on a national call that they have all disrupted more than once, by the way? I mean, it just, you don't reward bad behavior. So I think the discussion does need to happen. They can show up at a local board meeting and have it and prove that they're serious about getting the problems resolved. They haven't chosen to do that. Why would we invite them onto a national call? That does not make sense. This okay. is Lydia.
Bill.
To the set.
Okay.
Okay, Lydia,
okay, thank you.
Back.
Well, I just think this is appalling. We're talking about taking possibly drastic action for WBAI, and people are objecting to having proper representation from WBAI, even just to talk and not even to vote. It's just amazing that people are objecting to this. And these were people who were elected. You know, you may not like it, but they were elected as directors back in January, and you should at least be willing to listen to them and allow them to participate in the discussion. So I just think it's worse than silly to not allow them to participate in the discussion on a part of the decisions all about their own station.
Okay. Pinchback.
Tony, excuse me, Jan Goodman, have been...
Mr. Chair, can you ask
read the email
about the time? Because we already passed the time,
hey,
Billy.
Mr. Timekeeper, where are we on time?
We're 4 minutes into the 5-minute extension.
Okay.
Just 1 minute extension.
Okay, Pinchback.
With all due respect, Bill, we've seen, unfortunately, what can happen when some of those folks get involved in these phone calls. That discussion about BAI needs to happen. But inviting them onto a national, onto a national call like that, we've been there and we've done that. The other issue is that, I would hope that that any meeting that we have regarding BAI would be in closed session. Because it is some very, very sensitive issues that need to be discussed appropriately and not to make points on who did what and what did and who lost and this, that, and the other. I don't want to hear that stuff, So I would vote against this, just because I don't think it's appropriate to invite disruption. If they want a dialogue, they have plenty of opportunities to do so. And they've chosen not to do so. They've chosen to disrupt and not dialogue.
The point of personal privilege.
No.
You're assuming intentions, as Adriana and Serena have stated. We should not be assuming intentions, please.
Wait to be called on.
Hey, we could just wait to be called on. But on the personal privilege, we shouldn't question the motives and intentions of PNB members. But we're
not. And quite frankly, I didn't question the motives of PNB members. I questioned the motives of those that would be invited.
Okay. Where we
I have a point of personal privilege also.
Who is that?
This is Michael, the point of personal privilege.
Yes, Michael, what's
about
your
about 2 minutes at a time.
Michael has a personal privilege. I got to hear your personal privilege.
My point of personal privilege is that I've been required for the past 8 months to spend half my attention during these meetings trying to get people on the call and keep the people on the call because some of the people named in that motion disrupted 2 meetings in a row of the LSB, preventing us from carrying out any business. And I don't appreciate the fact that I can rarely even get on a stack because I have to spend all my time trying to keep track of the people we're calling out to because of the disruptions they took place.
Okay, Michael makes a valid point about his need. He needs to be on the stack sometimes, so we need to be mindful of that he's doing a lot of things and being distracted, and he doesn't get an opportunity to state his... Michael, did you want to speak on this? Oh, I guess you already...
We're over time also now.
Okay. Okay, but we should definitely be mindful of that. That is a valid personal privilege about Michael, what he has to manage, and he wants to get on the stack during the time that we have debate. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana, what is your point? Do you have a point of information or point of order?
I want to ask to extend at least 1 minute to let Michael, that is true, that is taking all this time, he never had the option to talk.
Yes.
Okay, is there any objection to extending for 1 minute for Michael to give his opportunity to speak? Okay, no objection. Michael, you're on.
All right, well, I sent in a substitute motion. I'll read it. The substitute motion for Jan's amendment is to PNB invite any interested members of the WBAI-LSB to be guests on a special meeting call, except for those who have disrupted previous PNB calls.
Okay.
Second.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Sorry. This is
Adriana.
Request for information, Bill.
What's your question, Bill?
How do we know who disrupted the calls? Because I know some of us who were on the call and weren't disrupting were dropped also back
I'm
at those,
sorry,
those meetings.
That's not a point of information.
Well, how do we know? Yes, it is. How do we know who's
you gave the,
who,
okay,
you know
the question was, okay, everybody stop speaking, please. He asked the question if Bill want to respond, Michael want to respond. He said, how would you know who disrupted? Michael, did you want to respond to that quickly?
We heard that.
We had a record of some of the phone numbers of people who were disrupting the call and were on without authorization.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. If y'all want to debate this, you're going to have to extend time. Otherwise, we're going to have to go to the vote.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question?
So Michael made a substitute motion to the amendment. I want to know who seconded it. And should it needs to be read or spoken. I mean, it hasn't. And I assume that's what we would be voting on.
Submitted in writing, and who seconded Michael's substitute motion?
Mark
Wesley did.
Wesley, okay.
Wesley.
I did submit it in writing already.
He submitted it in writing.
Okay, I can read it.
Good.
Yes. Janet?
Resolve the PNB invite any interested members of the WBAI to be guests on the special meeting call, except for those...
WBAI-LSB, I corrected it.
WBAI-LSB, to be guests on the special meeting call, except for those who have disrupted previous PNB calls.
Okay, that's the motion, and we're going to go to a vote unless one wants to extend and debate it. But we'll go to the vote on it. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I don't know.
Are there any objections? Everybody mute.
Yes.
It.
I object.
Okay, Madam.
Grace Aaron.
This is Lydia with a point of information.
What's your question, Lydia?
Okay, so my question is,
I had to step out, so I missed the beginning of when the first motion was presented. Is it just supposed to be a discussion about all options at WBAI, or I get the sense that people think something is going to happen beyond general information. I'm not.
It's Janet's original motion, which is just a meeting to SBAI, as I understand her original motion.
Oh, okay. So it's not focused necessarily on an element. Okay.
Right. It's a special meeting on WBAI.
Yes.
So one item agenda. Okay.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier. Crozier? Can't hear you.
Connected.
Fuentes.
No.
No. Goodman. Goodman? Can't hear you. Coburn abstains. Novick?
Hang on a second.
One moment. I'm calling the roll, please. Okay. Novick, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Jan Goodman.
Yeah.
I haven't called you yet. I mean, I called you, but I'll get back to you. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden. Can't hear you. Shabanda.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Brown, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Is this on the substitute?
Yes.
I vote no.
No. Goodman?
Is this Michael Novick's substitute?
Yes.
Okay, no.
No, and I'm changing my vote to yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 11 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
This okay, passes.
This is the substitute. Now we have to vote on this as the main motion. Is there any objection to this being the main motion?
This is Janet, it's the main motion as amended.
As amended.
By the substitute, right.
Can you please read it?
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment. Motion to call a special open PNB meeting on WBAI on September 22nd, beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's amended by what we just voted on.
Okay, is there any objection to that being the main motion?
I'm sorry, what was the date?
September 22nd.
At what time?
10 o'clock.
Thank you.
Eastern time.
Yeah.
Okay. Since there's no objection, that's the main motion. It passes.
Question.
Mr. Chair, spill.